It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today we're talking about when the kind words of a stranger make all the difference, as related in two stories from our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Kindness Matters. You know how you sometimes think about saying something encouraging or supportive to a stranger, but then you stop yourself because you think you might be interfering or your advice might not be wanted? Well, these stories make it clear that it's okay to lean in and say those kind words and help that stranger. In our first story, Tina Shimchak tells us that her little son was a bundle of energy, not able to sit still and sometimes disruptive. She relates how one day they were waiting for a kid's sports activity to start and they got there too early for her son. He was touching everything where they were waiting and even knocked all the papers off a table in the reception area. Tina could feel the other parents watching her and judging her for not having better control of her child. She heard the parents of another child talking and caught the words, out of control. Her face flushed. She wanted to explain to them that her son had a disability, that he wasn't being bad, he was just having trouble waiting. She tried hard not to cry. Then thankfully, the instructor called the group together and her son went off to play ball with the other five-year-olds. Now Tina prayed that he would follow the rules, that he would make it through the class, that the instructor wouldn't quietly tell her that her son wasn't ready for this kind of class. Suddenly, a woman spoke to her in the quiet. "He'll be fine." Tina looked at the woman confused. The woman said, "He'll do great. You are doing great. You are a great mom. I can see it in all that you do for him. My brother was like that as a kid. It gets better. You will have to do a lot for him, but in the end, he will be okay." They sat and talked, and Tina felt the tension leave her body. The woman told her about her brother and her parents and all that her mom did for her brother over the years. She told Tina about how he turned out great, got a job, and lived on his own. At the end of the class, Tina's son ran out, all smiles. He had made it through the class, and so had Tina, thanks to a kind stranger. We started that story in our book with a quote that's attributed to Buddha that says, "When words are both true and kind, they can change the world."
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
In another story from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Kindness Matters, Michelle Padula tells us about a similar incident. Her daughter Rachel had severe ADHD as a child, and the most embarrassing and trying moments as her mother came when they were out in public. Michelle would try to get her shopping done as quickly as possible and hope to get out before her daughter had a meltdown. Her daughter is now 24 and proudly serving in the U.S. Navy. She has grown and matured into an amazing young woman. The people who know her now can't believe that she had those struggles growing up. Michelle says that in recent years, when she would see someone else's child having a tantrum in a store, she would just try to ignore it. It didn't occur to her to say something encouraging to the parent of that child. But then recently, Michelle was shopping at Target and her daughter happened to be with her. They heard a child having a meltdown. A huge one that would end up lasting more than 15 minutes. Rachel asked her mom if she had sounded like that as a child. She was horrified when her mother said yes, that was how it had been with her. Michelle and Rachel went to the aisle where a young mother was calmly trying to stop her son, firmly telling him no about something that he wanted. The woman looked very composed at first glance, but then Michelle looked closer and saw that the poor mom was actually embarrassed and terrified. She knew people were watching her and judging her and her child. Michelle says, "I then did something I had never done before. I walked over to the mom and put my arm around her shoulders. I told her she was doing a great job and that everything would be okay one day. I then called my daughter over and introduced her to the young mother. I explained that my daughter had been just like her son when she was that age. I told her that my daughter had had severe ADHD when she was young, and her temper tantrums had been off the charts. I know exactly what you are dealing with right now, and I know how you feel," I said. I looked at her and added, "It does get better. Believe me, it really does." The mother hugged her back and thanked her. Michelle saw relief on her face now. She explained that her son was on the autism spectrum and had ADHD. Michelle told her that she was doing an amazing job and that her son would thank her for being his mom someday. Parents who have a child with special needs or a learning or behavioral disorder just need a kind word or a compassionate gesture to know that everything will be okay. Sometimes that's all it takes, because as Michelle says, sometimes a kind word from a stranger during a stressful moment can mean the world to someone. And that applies to lots of situations, not just ones that involve moms and meltdowns. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Kindness Matters. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers. You'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. If you want to read stories from this book and our other new collections, you can sign up for our daily newsletter and get a free story in your email every day. Just head over to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign-up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. Please come back for our next episode to hear a couple more stories about wise words, and these wise words will help you with the grieving process from our best-selling book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Grieving, Loss, and Healing.